Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
60 years old windows.
It's vintage.
Vintage.
Are you ready?
That's what I should say about everything.
It's vintage. Oh, it's in my mouth. Yeah, your house isn't old. It's vintage. Vintage,
how do you like the placement here?
I usually take these and this side.
Oh.
You can do
because they look like you're gonna be so far forward, but then you sink in so much.
Yeah, it's cozy.
It is cozy. It's just
and we have to Merry Christmas it up here.
Oh well,
The picture doesn't already do that.
Well, you only get the bottom half in the screen.
Got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
I feel like my mic still needs to be closer to me.
Okay. All right.
How are you doing?
Good.
All right. That's fine. There we go. Hi. Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, unless my mom's talking.
Then it doesn't.
Doesn't matter. Could just be that she saw a butterfly outside. Yeah. Hi, I'm Rachel.
I'm Gwen.
And we're at my mom's house today.
Yes, we are.
I drove up here. I don't know why. That added 2 hours to my day that I just... But it took away
it 2 hours
from you. It took 2 hours
off my day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Okay. We have one more podcast after this.
One more.
I actually think I have to post something. Next week, we weren't going to post anything. I might just post. Maybe I'll repost our first podcast just to
be
like.
Oh, that would be fun.
Remember when?
Remember when?
We couldn't get anything done.
Oh, my God. And it's the same.
It's the same. It's gone through so many changes.
Yeah.
And now it's the same. We're still at your house.
Is that where... No, did we start here or at your house?
I
think we started... Like, what did we start?
We probably started at my house. We mm-hmm. did a lot here, though.
Well, we did Skype or whatever that's
that
called.
That was during
Zoom.
COVID.
Yeah.
But before we started before that.
We did? Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't have started a podcast during COVID.
Huh.
We did it before.
Okay. Well, I think I remember coming to your house quite a bit.
Yes, you did for a while. I had like the quote unquote podcast room.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. You can't whisper, Mama.
I think you switched rooms too. We did it in two different rooms.
Yeah, we did it in my office and then
yes.
in my ex's quote unquote office, even though he didn't have a job and he just watched Twitch streams in there, but he called it his office.
It was a pretty sweet sweat up setup.
It was.
It yeah. pretty was.
I paid a lot for that setup.
It pretty was. I'm going to have a rough time today. I am forewarning you. I'm prefacing this whole thing.
Okay. No explanation? Just going to have a hard one.
I cut up vegetables to put in my omelets every morning.
And now she's toast.
And I have two jars. I thought you were making a joke. Toast, eggs, and toast.
Oh, no. I was just saying, okay. Now you're done for because you chopped up vegetables.
No. And the stuff you don't eat, I put in a jar, a mason jar for my chickens.
Yeah.
Because they get scraps. And then I have another jar for all the eggshells that I use because then I bake them, crush them up, and feed them back to the chickens.
Yeah, cannibalism.
I put the vegetables in the shell jar.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what it's been. That started my day. Knocked over my tea.
Is there reasoning for this?
It's just an off day, I think.
Just an off... I hate those. Did you sleep enough?
I slept well.
Are you exhausted?
I feel more energized now than ever because of my confession.
What's your confession? Are you doing cocaine?
No, never.
I thought that would be a fun confession.
Could you imagine me on cocaine?
Oh, God. I can't... No. No one in our family could...
No.
We'd all just explode.
We would explode.
We could never. We're already too far gone. What?
I started
a temporary
job. So I'm very, very busy and I love it.
I love that.
I love it.
I feel like a lot of people that are retired
end up doing
odd jobs every once in a while.
Yeah. And it's great. And then it's nice when you have the break because then you can go back to whatever. And then you go, oh, wait, I'd rather be doing the other things.
Because odd jobs are very different than doing a career.
Yes.
Yeah. A career is draining. Our jobs are, you make extra money and it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. Abby's dad retired. He had the same job for many, many years, worked really hard every single day. And then he's retired and he can't sit still. He's like me. He wants to be doing projects all the time. When he comes to visit on his quote unquote vacation, he's asking for jobs to do and whatever. So he'll pick up odd jobs. He's got a family member that does a rock fall company. Those rocks on the side of mountains, they put like netting and gates over them so they don't fall into the road. So he'll go and he does that every once in a while.
Santa Barbara needs to hire him.
Well, it's in like Colorado.
Oh, I guess they have a lot of rocks too.
Yeah. They do have a lot of rocks. Okay. Well, we skipped to your confession, but
sorry.
Do you have, no, that's okay. It flowed. So you're more energetic, but your brain is more tired?
Just this morning, my brain's tired.
Just this morning. Okay. Sometimes we have off days.
Yeah.
Did you eat your 2 sausages, 2 pancakes, eggs, bacon, and biscuits for breakfast?
No, that is way too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I was in the daily life of you, I felt like that's what you fed
no,
me.
No, it was sausage.
Okay.
And a couple of my eggs.
Uh-huh.
And vegetables mixed in that.
Okay.
And then biscuit. God bless you.
I feel like there were pancakes involved.
No, but I on days that I have grandkids, yes, I make pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Or special people.
I'm a special person.
I'll make pancakes.
You'll make pancakes?
Well, yeah, because I mix the banana and the pancake.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you have anything you've been doing for your therapy this week?
Oh, that was my therapy. I said confessions and I meant to say therapy.
Oh.
See, I told you it's going to be
I was like, we're skipping.
I'm going to mess you up so
no,
much.
No, that's
that
fine,
was,
Mama.
That was my therapy is because when you have nothing to do, I mean, you know, there's things here to do. There's a gazillion things to do.
Yeah.
But, snore boring. I'd rather do those things for somebody else. That's funner.
Oh, yes.
I get depressed.
Not doing anything?
Yes.
We're supposed to have a purpose in life.
Yes. So that was my therapy, not my confession.
Was picking up an odd job, a little tiny side gig for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Is there what is your favorite chore to do in your own home?
Oh, in my own home? Well, my chickens, but.
Yeah, that's fine. That's your favorite chore.
I love that.
Mine is pulling weeds.
That is, the word cathartic? Now you're going to make mad at me. Yes, cathartic.
That is, yes, it's, and my mind goes blank.
I was thinking catatonic. That's when you go, that's different. Cathartic is
what's
when
catatonic
it's,
mean?
That's when you're like coma-ized. Coma. People?
I'm going to be really nice to you today. I'm going to be really nice because I know it's a struggle.
It's like when you can't, your brain
microphone.
Shuts off.
There you go.
Your brain just shuts off, I think.
Okay.
Cathartic is different than catatonic.
Catatonic sounds like an explosion.
No, it's a medical term.
Huh.
You gonna Google it?
No, I'm gonna let you have this one.
I promise you, because I just heard it on a TV show.
Oh, all right. That's where I learn most of my information is TV shows, TikToks, movies. I actually
Instagram.
Am not a movie watcher, though.
I haven't watched a movie in a long time.
I'm
Game
like
of Thrones was it.
That's not a movie.
Well, to me it was, because it was many, many hours.
Well,
and I don't go to movie theaters, so even if it's a movie here, it's still a movie or what do you call
what
that thing?
Are you? I love you so much.
Binge
I think
watching.
I'm just gonna try and keep getting you to talk.
Jibber jabber.
All right, we'll go on to my therapy. You want to take the hot?
I would love
get
to
off
hear
the
it.
Hot seat for a second. Okay, just breathe. Mine is. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I started journaling again.
Yes.
What I've learned is journaling is nice. It gets all your emotions out. But I love to be as raw and intense while journaling, like my kind of like my darkest, meanest thoughts. And then I immediately or like 5 minutes later read it back and I go, oh, I don't like how I sounded as a person when I wrote this. And then I will rewrite, like then the next page will be me writing it in a more understanding, compassionate mindset. And I didn't even realize I was doing this until I did it like 3 times because like I like to go back and reread what I wrote like the day before or an hour ago. And then I'll be like, I was being really whiny or I was being really harsh when I wrote that. And then I'll even say that in my journal, like I'm going to restate this because I think I was and it like, I don't know. I think it's maybe it's from reading the I do this on Rachel Unsettered. Am I the a-hole things?
where I read it and I immediately try and envision both sides. And so when I reread my journal and I'm talking about someone, I'm like, well, what about their side?
Right.
I'm reading my side and it's like intense and obviously I'm all about me. But then when I read it back, I'm like, no, the other person has a side too. And then I journal again with their side in mind. And that has been really helpful for me.
Nice.
Yeah. And I also don't like when I sound like a whiny little baby or throwing a tantrum. So I'm like, meh, no, I don't want to be that person. Because I did read something once that really resonated with me. It's your first thought is how you're raised. Your second thought is how you want to be as a person. So if you see someone and you kind of make fun of them in your mind and then you go, oh my God, I'm being a butt.
You weren't raised that way though.
Society.
Oh, society. Okay.
Society also raised me.
Okay.
The community around me raised me. Yeah. So your first thought is like how you were, what was imprinted in you and what was instilled in you as you grew up, whether that it be through school or whatever, and the people you hung out with. And your second thought and how you respond to your first thought basically is who you are as a person and who you want to be.
Right.
So I feel like that's what I go into journaling as. My first journal is just my initial raw, just, you know, the id, ego, superego thing? Your id, like your selfish side. Poopy, why are you barking, poopies? Why are you barking, poopies? And then my second journaling is how I actually, like who I've learned to become.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I think it's very helpful. It double the journaling.
Yes.
But I think it gives me a better understanding and a calmer understanding of things happening to me. Instead of just being filled with rage.
Right.
Or anger or sadness.
Right.
I become more compassionate.
It is good to think of the other side.
Yeah. So I highly recommend that. If one, journaling is very just cathartic for a lot of people. But then once you've journaled, take a step back, go back and read it as a third party and see if you like who you were when you wrote that. Like imagine just someone random coming in and reading it, how they would perceive you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. That has been my therapy.
That's great.
And I tried to cancel therapy this week and my therapist said, we can postpone it. You're not running away from your feelings. I was like, I'm not running away from my feelings. I literally don't have time. And she's, nope, we're doing it. I was like, fine. I'm mad about it. But I'm excited to tell her how I've been journaling and stuff. All right. Well, I think it's time to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mom, you want to give us holidays?
I do. And you know what? We have 2 weeks worth.
Oh, my goodness.
But I didn't do a lot.
That's fine.
Okay. I put on my eyeballs, though.
Is one of them Christmas?
Hey, don't jump the gun.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What does that phrase mean?
Oh, hey, yeah, now I feel like I have to think of every word I say because am I going to offend someone? And it's like...
Well, that's nice that you don't want to offend people.
Yeah, but still, it's like...
A lot of times now, phrases, we just say them because they're phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm like, am I allowed to say that? That seems wrong these days. But also, it's fun to think about where they came from.
Jump the gun.
Because like a shotgun is because the person that used to ride in the passenger seat held the shotgun.
Right.
And then hang up the phone is because you literally used to have to hang up the phone.
Or dial. Could you dial?
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, Mom? You dial with your finger.
With your finger, yes. So there used to be a bunch of things.
Right.
But what is jump the gun?
I don't know.
You shot before you thought?
Oh, don't do that.
Never do that.
Put a lot of thought into it.
Of course.
And then...
Maybe journal just, about it,
yeah.
You know, things
target
like that.
Target practice, not at a person. Okay.
We should look up where jump the gun came from.
We
anyway.
Should. Do you want me to do that right now?
No, we can just go on with the holidays.
Okay, International Monkey Day is December 14th.
I love a monkey.
Come on.
Monkeys are great.
You were my little monkey.
I was.
You were my monkey.
I climbed on everything.
On us.
And
then you'd latch onto us and twirl our hair. You were just the cutest little girl in the world.
I was always moving.
Now we're going to go from cute to ugly because December 15th is Ugly Sweater Day.
I love an ugly sweater.
What? That's what I'm going. Why are they calling it ugly sweaters? Because I've seen some really cute ones under the label ugly sweaters.
It's just, I think.
Gaudy?
No, I think it's, yeah, along those lines where it's overdramatic.
Okay.
It's no longer ugly. It's just in your face.
Intense.
An explosion vomit thing of Christmas. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I think some are cute.
Yeah, I actually don't think any of them are ugly. Unless it's brown with, like, a shag brown, I wouldn't think it was ugly.
I don't know. I've seen ones that I go, well, I don't think I could wear that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think that they're ugly. I think the term ugly is very intense, but we all know what it means.
Yeah, yeah. December 17th is the Wright Brothers Day.
They did the airplane.
They did.
It got
was
it.
In 1903 when they flew their first plane. Oh, no.
I wasn't born yet.
Dark. Yeah. And they are the only two people in their family who did not go to college. Because
I love
them,
that.
We now have airplanes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's crazy how the America was set up where it's like you have to go to college to succeed. And that's not really the world anymore.
Right.
Or ever.
Right. I think college educations are great.
If you need to become a doctor, lawyer, you need to learn.
Or if you just don't know what you're doing in life.
Oh, go take so many classes to learn what you like.
Yeah.
I'm a huge trade school advocate.
Yes.
But also just do fit. You don't need
it. Do what's best for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Because everybody's different. And along those lines, on December 21st, just look on the bright side day. I love that. And I think it should be every single day because it goes in line with what you were just saying.
Look on the bright
or look
side
on the other
of life.
Dun, that's a song.
That's why I was singing it.
It was, what was that from though? It's like a British.
I just assumed it was like the Beatles
English
or something.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
Always look on the bright side. Is that Monty Python? If you're thinking of a movie,
oh, it could be Monty Python.
I don't know.
That sounds like that.
Yeah, I was just like British. Those are the two British things I know from my childhood: the Beatles and Monty Python.
Yeah,
I'm not very cultured.
That's okay. You didn't go to college to learn about the Beatles, or
no? I
songs.
Had a guy shade me, or he tried to, and then I just called him old. Where I didn't know where the Beatles grew up, or something like that. And he tried to make fun of me, and I said, bro, I'm sorry, I'm not ancient like you. And I humbled that boy so quick. Poopy, stop barking. Poopy, stop it. Thank you.
Well,
the Beatles was a huge thing in his generation, but he's 40 years older than me. Poopy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Continue.
Okay. And then, of course, we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I want to know
boring.
What your favorite.
Boring.
Stop it. I want to know if you have a favorite memory. No, tradition that we did at Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And don't say open presents. But other than that.
It was also open stockings because we always save the stockings for after the presents. So when you were sad, all the presents were gone, you got the stockings. But I loved that Dad read us The Night Before Christmas.
Yes. And I have that book.
Yes, I see it. It's right there. And we lit the candles and that was fun and leaving out the cookies. And then, and then the Christmas cookie party was always fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. And then we ate 7-Eleven and Carl's Jr. and Jack in the Box as
Carl's
our Christmas
Jr.
dinner.
Carl's Jr. usually.
Well, it was before Carl's Jr. opened. It was 7-Eleven. We got hot dogs.
Yes, we did. Ugh. I can't believe I fed you that.
I did. Mom, we ate a lot of bad food
from 7-Eleven. Come on,
Mom. Our diet was Taco Bell, McDonald's. Don't you? You're not
that
gonna.
Okay, you know what? I think I confuse it because, with you the fourth, but with our first couple, it was like pure foods. I made everything and ground it up. By the time you girls came along, it's like here's a McDonald's Happy Meal. Have fun.
Yes, my first solid food was a hamburger from McDonald's. So. I know what I ate growing up. That's what I ate. I didn't know.
But I didn't always do that.
With me, you always did. So this is my truth and my experience.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
I didn't know that people did Christmas dinners. I had no idea that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Okay, because, yeah, I always were like, we did Christmas cookie party, but everyone was always talking about things, like, you do basically a Thanksgiving meal on Christmas.
I never experienced that. Me either.
But that is very common.
I couldn't even tell you my Christmases. I don't remember.
Yeah, so we did remember things Christmas very morning, differently.
But I don't remember ever having a big dinner or...
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, but apparently that's a normal thing, and yeah. I did not know. All right. Any other holidays?
Oh, yeah, there is.
I told you, Rachel.
Okay. The 28th, card playing day.
Car playing?
Card. We play cards here all the time. Card. Cards like
poker
or rummy or poker or blackjack or...
Mm.
What are some other fun ones? Things. That slappy thing you girls do.
ER. Egyptian rat screw.
That doesn't sound right. Heard of that in my life, and I feel like I need to clean out my ears.
Egyptian, that sounds offensive.
No, the slap thing that you used to, where you'd have to do the, and you and Clay would slap each other's hands?
Yeah, ER.
That's not what you called it to me. Slap?
Slap. That's slap.
Slap. I don't know.
There's slapjack, but I didn't like that one. There's BS, which we called bologna sandwich, but
of course
it's the actual other BS. I think it was, we play ER where you
never,
if you put down an ace, you have four chances to get a face card, a king, you get three, an ace, a queen, you get two, a jack, you get one, you slap on doubles and you slap on sandwiches.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get all the cards.
Well, I guess I never heard the name of it. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just now thinking about the name and how I don't know what it means, and it might be offensive.
Okay.
Again, back to us not knowing things. You just say things and you don't realize it.
You can play Uno. There's different kinds of Unos now.
I love, have you seen where Uno tweets out a rule being a rule such as you can't put a 2+ on a 2+, and people respond and say, thanks for the cards, but we'll take it from here. Like Uno tries to tell us the rules.
No, we got this.
We know the rules.
Yeah. I didn't know you could put like three skips of the same color down.
Yeah, you can do
or
that.
Three twos of the same.
Yeah, do it. Uno's trying to tell us we can't. We can do whatever we want.
That's right.
We do what the cards say, not what the Uno instructions say.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What's your favorite card game?
ER.
Okay.
I also love blackjack.
Me too.
I love dealing blackjack. We did a casino night at our house last New Year's Eve. We're doing prom themed this year.
Cute.
But we did casino night, and so I learned how to deal blackjack, and it was so much fun. We had blackjack tables. We did not spend any money. It was all fake, and then at the end, there was a $50 gift card you could win. But we wasn't actually gambling, and it was so much fun. And then when I was on the cruise with JoJo, I played blackjack a little bit, and I had a lot of fun doing that. It's a more simple game.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but how many decks did you use? One deck?
Two.
Two deck?
We used two.
Well, I know in Vegas, they used to... they put like four decks, and it's like, oh, come on.
Well, I haven't learned how to count cards, Mom.
Well, you kind of guess. You're not counting.
I saw a thing that said poker and blackjack are, it's funny because it's a skill you can learn, and you can learn how to beat it. But if you do, it's illegal. But like you can learn how to win. You can learn how to count cards and the statistics and all that. But if a casino catches you doing that, you get kicked out.
But see, how do they catch you doing it? They can't read your mind.
They just know. Like, if you get too lucky, they can suspect it.
Well, then that's
on
you, because then you got to be smarter and lose a few times so it doesn't look like you're...
But isn't that crazy that if you are so good at it, it's illegal?
Yeah.
They're like, you can only play this game if you're bad at it.
Right. Because the house always wins.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Is that all your...
That's all I have.
That's wonderful.
And then, yeah. Have a fun Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, yes. Hanukkah already started.
It did.
Yeah.
I need to make some challah bread.
Have you ever done that before?
Oh, yeah. It's the braid thing.
Yeah.
Colleen taught me.
I want to eat it.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. During quarantine, she probably learned.
Yeah. And one of her neighbors...
Ah, yes.
Taught her or gave her the recipe, and it was... It was so good.
I saw a thing being, they're saying, we had our chance. We saw what life could be if we didn't work insane amounts. We could be eating peaches under a tree and baking bread and just swimming in the lake. But no, we turned capitalism back on and now that's just what we do. We had our chance and we let it slip back away.
I heard one person, I think it was on TikTok, he was saying people are complaining because they're poor now and they weren't poor before. And he goes, but you don't understand, we were poor before and then things were good and then we're poor again. That's okay. We lived like we were poor when things were good. So it doesn't matter.
What? I'm sorry. I tried so hard to follow that and I did not catch that.
That's okay. Because
it's okay that we're poor because we were poor.
They were poor before. They were poor before. And I guess the economy got better and then now it's tanked again. So now they're poor again. I don't know what the story was. Never mind.
How is that okay?
What were we talking about before?
We're poor because of capitalism and corporate greed and inflation.
Yeah. Right.
Right. That's not okay.
I know. It's okay. He was saying shut up and stop complaining.
No.
Just deal with.
No, we're going to pick it.
I understand. You can do. I think it all came out when the UPS guy showed his pay stub. Did you see that? He showed his pay stub and it showed how much they make an hour. And people are shocked that UPS drivers make that much. And they should because that's hard work. It really is.
Yeah, my friend was a UPS driver.
And people were complaining, I make $15 an hour and I can't even make ends meet working a 40-hour work week, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they should
be
able to. That's dumb.
Yeah. And so this guy was, I don't know, just erase all this. It all together in my brain.
We just missed a step and that's fine. I will say, I am against how poor that the CEOs of everything are making people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. Okay.
I'm not agreeing with
I don't
state
say
of
shut
things.
Up and work harder because people who are working multiple jobs can't make ends meet and they should be able to.
Yes, you should be able to.
Right. Okay. We just went somewhere else. That's fine.
And I understood what he said because it's you make the best of what you have. You always try to better your situation.
Yes.
But you should always try to also make best of the situation you have.
Correct. Right. All right. Maybe I had to see it myself.
Maybe I should look at it again.
I don't know what Facebook page we're on here. Do you have any top trends you saw on the internet this
week? I do. Wait, I have to glasses. This one's really exciting. Can I read it?
Yes. I'd hope you would.
Shohei.
What? Mom.
Oh, this is...
A Shohei. She's gonna pee. She's gonna pee. What is going on? What is it? What are you going to wipe your face? Cut? You want to cut?
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I've lost her. She's gone. Well, that's been the end.
Another world, another universe today.
All right. Shohei.
Shohei. Oh, Johnny. I'm trying to say someone's name.
Oh!
Rachel. Oh my gosh. I can't even
do
anything.
I don't even have
today.
To do anything.
He shattered records by signing a 10-year,
Can you speak into your mic? Sorry.
He signed a 10-year, $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Shatter. Breaking. That was a big trend thing.
Oh,
talking about
okay.
That.
This guy got like the biggest deal ever with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He gets $2 million for 10 years while he's playing. And then he gets the rest of it, like $68 million per year for another 10 years after he retires.
Why does he get so much when he retires?
That's just how this contract was. $700 million for playing baseball.
That is too much money.
Something's lopsided.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Don't just shut up and work harder.
No,
things
I know that.
Things are lopsided.
Yes, they very much are.
Oh, that's crazy, though. Okay.
Man, Rachel, you're killing me, man.
I actually did absolutely nothing.
I was trying to say his name right.
Oh, you. That was everything but me.
Shohei Ohtani is his name.
Okay.
There, I could say it.
Anything else you saw?
No.
All right. You know that trend I saw a while ago? I said to you, we're gay, so we move in together quick. We're gay. We do this. It was making fun of stereotypes. Now all stereotypes are doing that. We're moms. We carry 16 bags of things that aren't ours. You know,
yes, we do.
Think of that. Yeah. We're dads. We mow the grass and then stare at it for 7 years. So people are everyone's doing these stereotype things. And I think they're funny. I love when people can poke fun at themselves.
Yes.
Then there's a heart tugging trend going around saying it's pictures put over really sappy music. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you don't want to drive 3 hours to my wrestling match? That's okay. My mom will. Oh, you don't want to make me lunch? That's okay. My mom will. And then it's things that, what is it? Silence your watch, you watch.
I don't know how, because we did an update and now I can't find the thing that silences.
It's the button right here. The button on the side, not the big button, but the button on the bottom. Click that. There it is.
There it is. It was gone, and it was gone, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this, Rachel. That's okay. And I didn't want to bother you because I know you've been very busy.
That's okay. We got that. So people are now doing this. It's like, oh, you don't like my hair short? Don't worry. My girlfriend does. And so it's to pay homage to the people in your life that have been there for you and stand up for you and love you.
To do what? What was the word? Pay homage?
Pay an homage?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh my gosh, Rachel.
What did you think I said?
I don't know. It sounded like a new word. I'm like, oh, there's a new word.
I don't know what to do with you.
We need to just stop and start all over.
No, I'm keeping this. This is my favorite.
Oh my gosh. I've lost it completely. Okay.
Good.
We're paying homage.
Yes. To good the people in your life that have been there for you. And then I saw another trend where people... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Where people find the worst rated makeup artist or hairstylist and hire them. They don't show the people, but they just show the makeup and it's kind of making fun of it. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, oh my God, because it's so unsanitary. And I get concerned for people who hire these people because it's not sanitary. Oh. So stop that trend.
Stop that trend.
Stop it. Okay, have you learned anything?
Clearly not.
All right, then let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Oh my God, what a mess.
I've learned something, and I learned this a while ago, but the internet is learning it right now. Mirrors are expensive.
Are they now?
It's buying a good mirror. You don't buy many mirrors. You don't have mirrors in this house, do you?
It's obvious. You look in the mirror in the morning when you brush your teeth and at night before you go to bed when you're brushing your teeth.
So you only look in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth?
Yeah, because it's when you do your hair and brush your teeth.
Okay. We have mirrors at the entrances of
our house. Everybody does. How come? To check yourself before you answer the door?
Before you leave.
Oh.
When you answer the door.
One of my problems. Okay.
What?
We only have mirrors in the bathroom, I think.
Yeah, we have full-length mirrors in our closets, bedrooms.
Oh, you do?
By the front door.
Yeah.
By the door that leads to our garage so that you can check yourself before you get in the car. You got to check for things in your teeth, boogies, eye crusties. Make sure you don't have a stain on your shirt. Your hair's okay.
I just go.
And what a freeing life that must be.
I just go.
That sounds great. Okay.
So mirrors are expensive.
Mirrors are expensive. A good mirror.
A good mirror.
A good mirror is expensive. Okay.
I have a full-length mirror. It's on the back of my door.
In your bathroom?
But the door is really narrow, so you have to stand like this to see all of you in it. Yeah. I have one. I think there's one on the back of my door.
Well, we've learned today. My mom doesn't know where mirrors are or what they're used for.
I never look in them. Why bother? Okay. Keep going.
So depressing. All of a sudden. Okay. Do you have any updates?
I was trying to think of what we talked about last week to update.
I think I was supposed to do something and I didn't.
Yeah. And I forgot to get the scrubber from you.
Yeah, you're never getting that.
I'm never getting
it. No, I'm giving up.
In my stocking.
Oh my God, let me write it down.
I'll put it in my stocking.
Hold on, I have a gift list. Where is
That's it? That's so funny.
Where are you? There we go. Scrub. I only have a few more people to shop for. Okay. Do you have anything that made you smile on the internet, Mom?
I did. And I think it's so true.
Oh, wait, I learned something.
Oh, tell me.
Heinz tomato ketchup made up a color code hack because people love Heinz.
Mm-hmm.
People are very passionate about their Heinz. Mm-hmm. I personally am as well. And so restaurants have Heinz bottles all on their counter.
Yes, they do.
But they'll refill them with knockoff brands. And so Heinz.
That's lying.
Yes. Is putting a color code thing on their bottle saying, if it's not this color, it's not Heinz. So if you fill their bottle with something else, you can see that the color difference. Anyway, I love that.
I wonder if that works if they water it down.
I don't know.
Hmm.
All right. What made you smile? Do you remember?
Oh, I do, but I have to read it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. Here we go. A toddler can do more in one unsupervised minute than most people can do all day.
This is true.
It's so true. That made me laugh.
Yes.
I chuckled out loud.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You actually LOL'd.
No, I
C-O-L'd. Okie doke. Oh, that was it. Okay.
Oh, because I have nothing else for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, okay. I'll read my memes.
I would love this.
I want to apologize now for the dog hair stuck in the tape on your gifts. It's called dog glitter.
Yeah, or my hair because I shed a lot.
Yeah, that happens. I saw a Frenchie who taste tested different waters. He would not drink Poland Spring or Dasani or Tap. He would only drink Smart Water or Fiji. And we have no response from my mother. Great. Moving on. That's fine. I can do this by myself. I saw another meme that said fruits that do not live up to their names. Passion fruit, grapefruit, honeydew, dragon fruit. Fruits that do live up to their names. Orange.
That's cute.
And then this meme, you're okay. This meme resonated with me. I cannot believe it's December. Time flies when you work every effing day.
Yes.
All right. And then what was the last thing on our
confessions?
Well, your confession was you lost your mind this week.
It's my confession. That's it.
I don't think I have a confession. Abby's out of town this week and I have a week to myself and I'm choosing to, oh my gosh, get all of my work done.
There you go.
I'm going to the East Coast next week and I don't want to work at all except my vlogs for Vlogmas. So that's it.
That's it.
That's it. All right. I think we can. This is a little early to end this, but I think we did great. I think you worked as hard as you possibly could.
Oh my gosh.
And got it all out there.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
I'll sit down tonight and go, what did we talk about?
I hope you guys enjoy this. I feel like our episodes are getting shorter and shorter, but you know what? Take what you can get. Don't be greedy.
Yeah.
We're ending the end here. We're nearing the end here. Oh my God, it's rubbing off on me.
Look at the positive. How many minutes did they get?
Oh, I don't know. I think 30.
See?
36.
36 is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Always look on the bright side.
Always look on the bright
side. That is Monty Python.
Side of life.
It's got to be. That'll be our update.
Do you want me to look it up?
I kind of do. I bet it's Monty Python. That sounds like a Monty Python thing.
Always. I think it is.
Because I can see.
Look on the bright side of life. Yep, it's Monty Python.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense. That was ingrained in me as a child for some reason. All right. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, sweetie.
Congrats. And we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
That's not how we close.
No. Oh.
Love
you.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.